in the comments earlier, and I brought up that after Krishna killed Dantaraka, that he went 2 months to Vrindavan. After that, he spent 2 months in Vrindavan. I told him never went there, so can you say something more about
that? I couldn't hear the last part.
Can you just say something more about it? Krishna, like, he was in Dwaraka and then he killed Dantaraka. And then he went for 2 months.
Yeah, that's all true.
Okay, so what he was
doing? What he was doing 2 months.
Okay. This is an interesting paradox in Gaudiya Sampradaya, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the six Goswamis, they both established that the Mukhya Praman for Gaudiya Siddhanta is the Bhagavatam. The Bhagavatam is our main Shastra, is the source of all our evidence, and all our spiritual truth is the Bhagavatam. Every book written by the Goswamis is based on the Bhagavatam. Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Lagu Bhagavatamrita, Sat Sandarbhas, Bhakti Sandarbha, Ushalilamani, all the books of the Goswamis are based on the Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam says that Krishna left Vrindavan, went to Mathura, went to Dwarka, never came back again. So that's the Goswami, that's the Bhagavat Siddhanta. But our acharyas, like Vishnu Chakravarti, they sneak around a little bit outside of the Srimad Bhagavatam and look at other Puranas. Because Bhagavad Puran is one Puran, but there's also a Padma Puran. And the Padma Puran, it describes that after Krishna killed Shava outside of Dwarka, he got the news that Mathura was being attacked by Dantavakra. So Mathura is his family place. Vasudeva's relatives, everybody's there. Many people related to Krishna's family are still in Mathura. So Krishna got the news outside Dwarka that Dantavakra is attacking Mathura. So without re-entering Dwarka, after killing Dantavakra, Krishna came immediately to Mathura. There's a village on the south side of Mathura called Datiha. Even today it's called Datiha. Ha means Hante. Hante means to kill. And Dati means Dantavakra. So it's the place where Krishna killed Dantavakra. The village is there today. So after Krishna killed Dantavakra, he thought, I promised the gopis I would come back. So now here's my chance. So he crossed the Himalaya from Mathura, came to Vrindavan, stayed 2 months. This is described in Padma Puran and Skanda Puran also. And during those 2 months, he gave up his crown and his gold shoes, his chariot. He parked his chariot under a banyan tree and put on his turban and got some flutes made by the Palinda women. Some Palinda girls made some flutes. He put on a pugri, put on a turban, and put on yellow chadar, yellow dhoti. Played his flute, called the gopis, and back to stage one, back to reconnect with his childhood sweethearts. Everybody manifested, Radharani, Sakis, everybody, Rasa, John Kelly, Asuka, the whole thing. And then after that, he put them all in a big chariot, he entered Brahmakund, and went and took them all to the spiritual world. One form of Krishna went to the spiritual world. One form he stayed in Vrindavan and Aparikalila. One form he went back to Dwarka. That's described in Padma Puran. It's in the Srimad Bhagavatam commentary of Vishnu Chakravarti, which he read. So what he did for those 2 months, same old, same old. What does he do? He eats, he dances, he romances. That's it. And he makes some excuse to take out cows. He takes out cows just as an excuse, a pretext, so he can meet Radharani and Radhika. Cows are down in Govardhan, Masi, Krishna's up here. So Krishna Vrindavan is going to be Krishna Vrindavan.
Yeah.
But it doesn't make, you know, it doesn't take too much to figure out what he's going to do. He's going to find the girls and dance and play with them day and night. Like we read Chaitanya Charitamrita yesterday, that Krishna is a king and his palace is the bushes of Vrindavan. It says in Chaitanya Charitamrita yesterday, Krishna is the king. He's the king of love. And his kingdom, his palace is in the bushes of Vrindavan, the kunjas. The kunjas are his palace. And his subjects of his kingdom are the gopis. And he's the king, so he collects taxes. So what are the taxes? Kisses, embraces, X, Y, Z, etc. This is Chaitanya Charitamrita. I'm not making it up. It's bona fide.